So we learned in our mission that if one finds a sheretz in the Beis HaMikdash, he can remove it despite the fact that it's muktzah and it's Shabbos. Rashi explains, that's because Ein Shavus B'Mikdash, a Chacham suspended their Isser of muktzah in the face of a concern of Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. And Achronim ask a Kasha. Rashi would seem to indicate that, if not for the fact that there is this concept of Ein Shavus B'Mikdash, one would have to leave that sheretz in the Beis HaMikdash, because it's muktzah. Now, let's remember there's a chiyuv min haTorah to remove the tumah from the Beis HaMikdash. So, just because it's muktzah, which is merely issa derabbanan, how can that justify negating and ignoring the Torah obligation, which requires one to remove the muktzah, the sheretz, which is muktzah, from the Beis HaMikdash? So why is this halacha based on Ein Shavus B'Mikdash? It would seem that, even without that, it would be allowed to, and even required, to remove the sheretz from the Beis HaMikdash. So it would seem that Rashi is learning that, yes, there actually is a precedent to such a concept elsewhere, that even a issa derabbanan can result in neglecting a chiyuv Torah. We find this in the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara there cites several examples of this concept, that the issa derabbanan was maintained even in face of a chiyuv Torah, a mitzvah which ends up being ignored as a result. For instance, if a person is on Erev Pesach, which happens to fall out on Shabbos, and he happens to be Tomei, he needs the Efer Par Aduma, and the Hazor of the Efer actually entails a Shavus Rabbana, which is not allowed on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, you know what? This person is not allowed to receive the Hazor because it's Shabbos. It's Asam Rabbana, even if this results in him not being suitable, kosher, for the Korban Pesach. So even though it's going to end up negating the chiyuv of Korban Pesach, the Chacham were ma'amid divreim b'mokim kares. They maintain their halacha, their issa, even if it results in negating the Korban Pesach, which entails kares. Because the point is, they're not telling you to do an issa. It's not kumbase. Rather, it's just passive. It's sheval tasa. Sit idly and don't do something. And that they have the power to do. So likewise in our case, if not for the fact that Ein Shavus B'Mikdash, and the Chacham suspended their Isser Muktzah in order to allow us to tend to the Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash, one would have to just leave the sheretz there, despite the fact that there's a Chiyuv Torah to remove it, because the Isser Derabbanan would override that, would oblige us to just remain idle, passive, Sheva Al Tasa, just leave it alone, even though it's going to result in the sheretz remaining in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, Rashi needed to point out that indeed the basis of this heter is because the Chachamim suspended their Issa Muktzah on account of Ein Shavus B'Mikdash. Now, how does one go about removing the sheretz? According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the Kohen removes the sheretz using Hemyonei, his belt, which is part of the Big Day Kahuna. So although he's making a Tamei, that's preferred to just leaving it in place. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't do that. Leave it alone, wait until you find an appropriate utensil, it's vashalates, and then remove it. And Rashi explains that it seems that Rabbi Yehuda's concern is due to the fact that he's increasing tumah, and he's taking something which is kaddish, his belt, which is part of the Big Day Kahuna. Rashi says this twice, up in the Mishnah and down on the bottom of the Amud, Divrei Maaseh Shehuyah Odev, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the concern is because he's increasing the tumah in something which is Kaddish. The belt is part of the Big Day Kahuna. It's not meant to make it Tomei. That's why Yehuda says, rather than being a Tomei, the belt, just leave it there in place until you find the appropriate utensil, which allows you to remove it properly. So it would seem from Rashi, that's only because he's being Tomei the Big Day Kahuna. Ask the Rashash Akasha, regardless of the fact that he's being Tomei the Big Day Kahuna, let's say it would not pose a concern. Let's say it's not the Big Day Kahuna that he's being a Tamei. We know that a person can't bring anything that's Tamei into the Beis HaMikdash. We know this in our Gemara, that something which becomes Tamei from a Sheretz, even a Kli, you can't bring that into the Beis HaMikdash. So why does Rashi have to resort to the fact that he's being a Tamei, the belt, and it's Kaddish, and that he can't do? The The concern is very simple. You can't go and increase tumah. You can't take anything and have it come into contact with the sheretz and have it become tumah as a result, because he's increasing the tumah in the Beis HaMikdash, which he cannot do. That's Rosh Hashanah's kasha on Rashi. Why is this unique to the fact that he is being metameh b'dei kahuna? Even if it wasn't something which is kaddish, he shouldn't be allowed to do it, he's going to bring something more, something an additional item of tumah in the Beis HaMikdash that he can't do. So what's the pshat in Rashi, who describes the concern as simply because of the b'dei kahuna? So it seems that Rashi learns that indeed the concern is only because it's a davar kaddish, because otherwise he would be allowed to go and bring a utensil in order to simply get the sheretz out of the way. It's not considered to be increasing tumah. It's just a means. It's a emtsoi to get the tumah out of the way. He's mechuyev to take the tumah out, and this is the way he's doing it. And he's doing it quickly, meaning this is in order to avoid having the tumah linger around. It's in order to shorten the stay of the tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, Rashi would hold that there's no concern. It wouldn't pose a concern, if not for the fact that it's b'dei kahuna. Taking a kli in order to get the sheretz out of the way, that's not called hoisafas tumah. That's simply being moitzi the tumah, which is chayiv to do. And therefore, Rashi says that the concern is only because he's being matami to b'dei kahuna. He's using his belt, which is a davar kaddish, in order to carry the sheretz out. And that, indeed, is a concern according to Rabbi Yehuda. We don't allow him to increase tumah to something else, which is kaddish, in order to maintain the kedusha of Beis HaMikdash. That's a contradiction in terms. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't allow it. Now, indeed, it would seem, perhaps, that this very discussion is the point of the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda, who says, don't use your belt, because, again, how are you justifying being matami something which is kaddish in order to maintain the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash? It seems to be a paradox. You can't increase tumah under something which is kaddish to maintain the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, which is kaddish. Therefore, he says, leave it in place until you find another alternative. Whereas Rabbi Yechon Breker holds, no. He says, use your belt. Why? Because although the belt indeed is kaddish, it's part of the b'dei kahuna, but it still doesn't compare. It doesn't equate in status to the kedushas HaMikdash, which is a much greater kedusha, which has a much higher status of kedusha. And therefore, Rabbi Yechon Breker holds that since the b'dei kahuna aren't in the same madrega as the kedushas HaMikdash, yeah, go ahead, use your belt to expedite the removal of the sheretz from the Beis HaMikdash, which has a much higher, much greater level of kedusha. So sacrifice the belt, which is something kaddish but of a low kedusha, to secure and ensure and maintain the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash.